Walmart, Target, Toys R Us, and some other big retailers have begun collecting sales tax on their online sales. The move could portend big changes for internet commerce and provide welcome revenue to states that are struggling with budget shortfalls. NPR's Jack Speer has the story.
Sitting at home in your bathrobe isn't the only benefit of shopping online. Another advantage, at least until recently, you could in many cases avoid paying state sales tax. But this month, some large retailers began voluntarily collecting those taxes from their online customers. This follows a move last fall by dozens of states to establish uniform standards for how services and products should be taxed. Frank Shafroth of the National Association of Governors says the recent move by retailers is welcome news to many states.
If this country moved to a streamlined sales tax system, as the states have proposed, it would mean for the states next year that about $35 billion in taxes that are owed but are not going to be collected under the current system would be collected, and that obviously would help an awful lot in reducing the big hole that we currently have in state budgets.
So far, retailers have struck deals with 38 states and the District of Columbia to collect online sales taxes. Four other states are undecided. Arizona, California, and South Carolina opted out of the deal, and five states have no sales tax. As for the prospect of losing business because online sales taxes push up prices, Walmart spokesperson Cynthia Lin says she's not concerned. She thinks the system will actually allow Walmart to operate more efficiently.
It's our position that there should be a level playing field for all retailers when it comes to collecting and remitting sales tax, and making that system as simplified and unified as possible.
But that's not how Bob Wenson of the Direct Marketers Association sees it. He thinks the new agreement will make the playing field even more uneven. Wenson says smaller retailers will wind up suffering.
You know, you're talking about huge corporations that are doing a minuscule amount of their business online, so really it's no big deal financially for them. It's really a very, very different issue when you look at a small online company suddenly having to collect taxes and rebate them back to all of these states and follow all of the complex rules.
Currently, online sales constitute only a small portion of total retail sales, around 2%, but that amounts to over $70 billion a year, and the total is growing. Walter Hellerstein is a professor of taxation law at the University of Georgia. He says it's simply too much commerce to be left untaxed.
Consumers need to understand that these taxes are due. And indeed, many state income tax returns have a line on them which say, have you paid the applicable use tax on products you bought from out of state? And I think that, frankly, these businesses ought to be congratulated, along with the states, for moving towards this in a consensual manner without having to do it through years of litigation.
Congress has declined to get involved in the issue of online sales taxes, saying it wanted to give the e-commerce market time to grow. But with the market now more firmly in place, many state governments have been clamoring for some of that cash from e-commerce transactions. Some analysts say one reason the big retailers willingly cooperated with the states was to help set the terms in the new world of taxable online sales. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.